Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the InfoWars Nightly News. I'm Darren McBreen. It is Thursday, January 8th, 2015. Here's a quick look what's coming up.
Tonight, the ever-changing narrative around the Charlie Hebdo shooters and how free speech advocates are rallying around the victims. That's next on the InfoWars Nightly News.
And I'm not somebody that's into stunts, burning the Koran and stuff like that, but at the same time, I really think everybody should retweet these images and talk about them in the face of this, or we're going to lose all our free speech.
And we begin this evening in the aftermath of yesterday's shocking murder of 12 innocent people at the Charlie Hebdo headquarters in Paris, France, where there has been much confusion over what has been labeled the most deadly militant attack on French soil in decades. Here's what we know so far. Masked gunmen stormed the offices of a French political satire magazine publication, killing 12 people before escaping. The magazine is called Charlie Hebdo, and it is known for its cartoon depictions condemning radical Muslims. One of the three killers has turned himself in. He's the youngest of the three French suspects, and his arrest has been confirmed by the Paris prosecutor's office. And there is now an intense and massive manhunt throughout northern France to catch them. And wouldn't you know it, the official story keeps changing and the mainstream media keeps publishing conflicting reports about the Paris shooters. They even went as far as going back and editing some of their prior reports. And you really got to wonder what's really going on right now.
Shikari Jackson reporting for InfoWars.com with an update to something we put on our nightly news last night. Originally, we had an article similar to this, NBC News, three suspects name in Paris terror attack. And then while we were going through the production, the guys, they started talking to me, say, hey, we have an update on this article. I say, great. And it turned out to be this, Paris attack suspect dead, two in custody. So we ran with this on our nightly news. You can find the report, Charlie Hebdo shooting creating chilling effect on free speech. And then we come in again this morning, and NBC has reverted back to this article, the same one that we just mentioned a second ago, and now it's being reported that the guys are having their last stand, so to speak. So it was, they had captured the guys. One was actually even dead, according to the early reports, and now they're saying these guys are having some type of last stand with the police. So it's a lot of suspicious things going on. You know, of course, breaking news, people get facts wrong, but that's a pretty big fact to overlook or to get not exactly accurate. So, you know, we'll continue to research this thing and find out what's going on. And also, one of these highly trained terror suspects just happened to bring along his identification. You know, these guys who walk around, they have very calm demeanors, very efficient demeanors, and it's the aspects they were shooting and all that. But, you know, they still bring along their identification. That's like something a dumb liquor store robber would do, not someone who's a highly trained terrorist. So anyway, you can find more reports on InfoWars.com. We'll bring you more updates as they happen.
And I wanted to get Joe Biggs' take on all this because there seems to be a lot of misinformation, discredited information. Call it the fog of war, call it what you like. But once again, government officials and the mainstream media, they can't seem to get their story straight. What the hell do you think's going on right now?
Yeah, whenever they're having trouble trying to keep the story straight, there's definitely something going on. This definitely has the ingredients for a false flag. And there's a few things I'd like to look at in this. We have the video of the shooting itself. Now you have the two gentlemen, they get out, they walk up, they approach the officer. And one of the interesting things is you see the way the muzzle of the weapon is pointed down, and it's about an arm's length away from the police officer's neck to head in that area. It's kind of hard to tell from that far back with that phone footage, but it looks like it's anywhere from the neck to the head. Now, an AK-47 shoots what round?
7.62 by exactly. 39, and how close was he? I mean, you would think you would see the head bounce.
You would see splatter. I've been in combat. I've seen what those rounds can do, and at that close of a range, there would have been some blood. So you see the two terrorists walking up right there, and you see a quick, it looks like a pop to the head. Now, that's a AK-47, which shoots a what round?
7.62 by 39. There would have definitely been
some kind of splatter,
Yeah, you'd think.
And they're an arm's length away. Yep. The barrel is right here at the head. But the odd thing about it is you've got the head here, you've got the barrel about an arm's length away. But over here on the pavement is where you see like some concrete, it almost looks like it moves. Mm-hmm. But a 7.62 from that close, if we were to go out right now and shoot your AK-47 on the sidewalk, it's going to take a chunk out. And if we put a watermelon down on the sidewalk and hit it, it's going to completely just annihilate that thing. So that's another very odd part of this entire thing. Now, then once they leave and they go around and they're circling, because what happens is they're at the Charlie Hebdo and it's a one way, so they had to go down and then circle back around. Got out, they shoot the officer, they get out and they're coming back down and walking down. As they do that, they bump into each other. And it looks like they, when they bump into each other, they're kind of like, oh, you know, what are we doing? But we're being told that these guys have some prior military training. The guy leaves a shoe on the ground, gets back in the vehicle. And one of the reasons we're able to identify who one of the guys were was because he left his ID.
All right. Well, that was careless.
Oh, that's careless. Yeah. Yeah. So who brings an ID like, all right, guys, we're going to go out here. We're going to go storm this, you know, publication. Make sure you guys bring your ID so in case something happens, they can identify us. I think that's a good idea.
That's right. And I have an article right here from yesterday by the New York Times where it says that the police had identified the suspects after one left his identification papers in the abandoned vehicle used to escape after the attack on Charlie Hebdo. So there you go, right there in the New York Times.
Yeah, it doesn't seem a very professional thing to do, you know, leaving a shoe on the ground, running around, circling back for that, and then leaving your one identification card to, you know, essentially bring the police to you.
It reminds me of the terrorist attack 9/11 where they found one of the terrorists, one of his passports that somehow survived the attack on the, one of the World Trade Center towers. The explosion of the plane, the collapse of the building, and then there you go. Yeah.
Ukraine, the plane crash. They found all those unscathed passports laying there on the ground. Mm. Everything else is burned up, but those passports, those things were doing all right. So it's pretty odd. So there's a really interesting video from today. A news anchor for Sky News comes out, and he's sitting there on the sidewalk where the police officer was gunned down yesterday by the two gunmen. And it's really interesting what he says. He walks over to where there's been a memorial set up. And, well, let's go to that clip now, and I'll let you hear what he says.
The spot where he fell has already been marked by candles, by some flowers which have been laid here. This area was largely cordoned off last night, so not many people could have come here, so there's not much sign of presence. You can see the blood on the ground which has been put there. Presence. You can see the blood on the ground which has been put there. Presence. You can see the blood on the ground which has been put there. Which has been put there. Which has been put there. Which has been put there to... because of the blood that was shed on this spot yesterday.
Well, there you have it. That is a interesting video, so to say, where the guy comes out and goes, that's where the blood was placed. You know, and it goes back and it shows you a few times. So there's nothing wrong with questioning.
No, I know. And we haven't gathered all the evidence. The verdict's still out. I mean,
none of us are forensic experts or anything like that. We're just pointing out what we've noticed on the film and trying to break it down based off what we know with, you know, things that have happened in the past and whatnot.
Well, that's right, Biggs. There's nothing wrong with questioning the official story. After all, the United States and NATO, they have a long history of false flag terror attacks. So naturally, we are going to question these events. It doesn't make you a conspiracy theorist. It makes you a knowledgeable historian.
When I say something's an inside job, in most cases, it doesn't mean Barack Obama is sitting there like Wile E. Coyote with the detonator plunger pushing down, blowing something up. It means they just wind up crazies, open the door, and allow them to attack. But in some cases, they like to have deniability. They'll use private criminal merc groups who'll then kill a patsy and frame them. So there's layer after layer to separate it. You want to understand how this works? There's a lot of historical examples. I've made films covering it, but a great fiction movie is Mark Wahlberg's, which he was involved in making. Really respect him as a director. The Shooter. You want to see how they do a false flag? That it's incredibly accurate and what government's really run by? These combine groups within government? Watch that movie. I own no stock in it. I got to watch that movie again. I got shook up. I didn't see that in the theater. I saw it a year after it came out on the treadmill, watched it on DVD years ago. And it's just so accurate. I mean, that is exactly the stuff they pull. You want to know how it's done? That's it. So it's not corporations. It's not government. It's not. It's networks within at key points that'll hire a merc group who'll then go out and recruit the patsies who are the idiots. And then, I mean, if this is a false flag, that's probably what it is. And these guys were dead a long time ago. But we'll never know. That's the problem. It's kind of like all the callers calling in obsessing after one caller called in about, were those AKs 7.6239 or I don't see a recoil. And it's, who knows, folks? We'll never know. I know our government and others helped set up the jihadis that are now running wild in the Middle East. That's the big enchilada. That's what's admitted. We force that out in the open. So no matter where it comes from, our governments are illegitimate and stand to gain from it at the expense of our liberty. I'm sick of it.
All right, that was earlier today on the Alex Jones Show, and it reminds me that, you know, throughout the 1980s, 1970s, 1980s, there was a string of terrorist attacks throughout Italy and France where fanatical leftist communists, well, they attacked bus stations, railways. These guys even had snipers on rooftops that killed innocent people who were simply out shopping or drinking beer at a festival. Back then, they called it the slaughter of the innocents. And these attacks were orchestrated routinely throughout Europe. Once again, in the 70s and 80s, there was the Bologna Massacre. That was on August 2nd, 1980, when a bomb exploded in the central station in Italy, killing 85 people and wounding 200 plus more. Now, we now know from Italian officials, from investigative reporters, from declassified documents, plus whistleblowers, that these terror attacks were orchestrated by the U.S. government, by the CIA and NATO to get people to relinquish their civil liberties. And basically, this was to blame it all on Russia. It is declassified, and it is now part of the public record. So no wonder people look at this current circumstance that's going on in Paris, France, and it's no wonder that some people might think that this could very well possibly be perhaps a false flag terror attack.
Well, it seems like there's a trend going on as well, though. This is the second attack on First Amendment rights. You know, we had the recently one with the Sony Pictures film, The Interview,
yep,
where the government's telling us that North Korea's hacked in. And
that was like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. You know, and you've got all these Americans all over the country, like, you know, it's my patriotic duty to go see this movie now and to spend the money on this film, you know. But for a while, though, what did it do? It scared theaters from showing the film because North Korea, supposedly, or the hackers came out and threatened 9/11 style attacks on these theaters.
And they had to release it on YouTube.
Yeah. And then here we are again now. France, we have this attack on a publication, Charlie Hebdo, because of the cartoons that they drew. This is another attack. Is this going to be the trend of 2015 coming up, trying to scare people to where they're quite frankly, just unable to publish what they do because in fear of their lives.
The Associated Press announced today that they are pulling all political satire cartoons.
I mean, this is crazy world that we live in. This right here, I mean, I just don't understand how we can let this happen. There's something we've got to do.
Well, and it brings me, we're going to show another clip, and this one's Bill Maher the other night, and I rarely agree with Bill Maher, but he said something here that for once I actually agree with him about. Let's take a look.
This has to stop, and unfortunately, a lot of the liberals who are my tribe, I am a proud liberal, I'm asking them to turn toward the truth. There are certain people in the world who want waivers on free speech. Kim Jong-un in Korea says, you cannot make jokes about our country. This is a problem in the world that we have to stand up to.
So there you go, Bill Maher on the InfoWars Nightly News. I still don't like the guy.
No, I can't stand that guy, but...
All right, well, a closing comment.
A broken clock's right at least twice a day, you know?
I guess. You know, he does have some good points about the police state, and I really don't watch him too much. He's one of those leftist
guys. I mean, at this
guys.
Point in time, the police state's pretty wide open and out there. I think everyone can see that at this point in time.
That's right. The police state isn't coming. It's already here.
All
right, we're going to take a quick break. When we come back, David Knight is going to look at the implications from the Paris attack right here in the United States. As the militarized police, they want more equipment and they want more control. InfoWars Nightly News will be right back right after this. Stick around.
Every year we make resolutions to lose weight and get in shape. And the truth is, it's hard, even with diet and exercise, because of toxic food and our environment that is stressing our bodies more than ever before. Working with experts in nutrition and biochemistry, I found that super high quality nutraceuticals, in addition to my diet and exercise, were the answers that synergistically worked. I can see the drastic changes every day with the amount of weight I've lost, my increased stamina, and more of a twinkle in my eye. That's why we are now so excited to launch the InfoWars Life Resolution Pack, combining three essential formulations: oxygen-based cleanser Oxy Powder, the Secret 12 bioavailable vitamin B12, and your choice of Super Female or Super Male Vitality. Now all available at a discounted price to you and your family to bring in the new year and make 2015 a true success. That's InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. 2015 is the year to do it, and it all starts at InfoWarsLife.com.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can, like, taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
In a statement made in the Oval Office yesterday, President Barack Hussein Obama said that the deadly terrorist attack that occurred in Paris yesterday, well, it could happen anytime, anywhere. And wouldn't you know it, our nation's militarized police departments, well, they are already requesting even more military equipment and resources to counter such potential attacks. Once again, reminding us that the police forces throughout our country now resemble an occupying army. Wow. So no big surprise that our nation's police departments and government agencies will no doubt use this tragedy in Paris to further escalate the rising police state here at home. Now, I want to share with you a quote. I don't think I've ever read this on the air before. This is a quote from then Secretary of State John Foster Dulles. This is under the Dwight Eisenhower administration in the 1950s. In order to bring a nation to support the burdens of maintaining great military establishments, it is necessary to create an emotional state akin to war psychology. There must be a portrayal of external menace. Once again, that was Secretary of State John Foster Dulles. Hey, we're going to take another quick break. We'll be right back right after this. Stick around.
Introducing Secret 12, the new InfoWars Life vitamin B12 formulation. Now, InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutraceutical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
The Molon Lave Silver Coin, certified by the Provident Mint. This 1 ounce silver round is 0.999% fine silver, inspired by the legendary Spartan King Leonidas and his refusal to lay down arms in defiance of Emperor Xerxes. Molon Lave, that's Greek for come and take it. This is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Act now as supplies are limited. And don't forget, free shipping and a free gift. That's InfoWarsStore.com.
I know that we portray Islam and all Muslims as bad, and I don't see them represented here.
There are 1.2 billion Muslims in the world today. Of course not all of them are radicals. The majority of them are peaceful people. The radicals are estimated to be between 15 to 25% according to all intelligence services around the world. That leaves 75% of them peaceful people. But when you look at 15 to 25% of the world Muslim population, you're looking at 180 million to 300 million people dedicated to the destruction of Western civilization.
Look at these kids. They're throwing stones at people coming out of this celebration. They're welcomed into France. They're given all the benefits of living in a very civilized, beautiful country like France. And people are simply coming out of a Catholic church, and Muslim teens are throwing stones at them.
A group calling itself the Muslim Youth Project runs regular events for young children. In this one held late last year, the boys rally under the banner Soldiers of Khilafah, the six-year-old proclaiming, and promise to die fighting to end democracy in Australia.
Stoning for adultery, amputations for theft, death for apostates, and second-class status for Christians and Jews. This is life under Sharia law, the Islamic system practiced in countries like Iran, Saudi Arabia, and Great Britain. Yes, Great Britain.
York County Sheriff Bruce Bryant is talking about this 34-acre site called Islamville, a self-contained Islamic community. All of the residents here accept this man as their ultimate leader, Sheikh Mubarak Ali Jalani. The report also says Jalani is the leader of seven covert paramilitary training compounds in the U.S., with one of those in York County. According to the 2006 law enforcement report, Jalani opened his compounds near significant infrastructure targets. Islamville is less than 5 miles away from the Katabah nuclear facility.
Something else that Muslim immigration appears to have brought to Norway is what some here call a rape epidemic. Recent police statistics showed that in the capital of Oslo, 100% of assault rapes between strangers were committed by immigrant non-Western males, and 9 out of 10 of their victims were native Norwegian women.
So you believe America, Great Britain, all of Europe will be Islamic states living under Sharia eventually?
Inevitably. I'm convinced, I'm 100% certain that the Sharia will be implemented in America, and America and in Britain one day. The question is when and how it will come to fruition.
But the New Testament, we don't believe that. To you, all you guys need to go.
I think this religion is provocative.
Okay, they kick us out of the festival because they can't spare any police officers to protect us. And here are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
I come to you as a devout Muslim and somebody that is very concerned about our country and not only its polarization, but its paralysis in dealing with this problem. We formed our organization to address this, but yet we've not been able to even move one step forward significantly because of that paralysis. One camp on the polarization refuses to believe that any Muslim could be radicalized, and yet we see, as we've discussed here until now, a significant increase in the number, an exponential increase in the number of radicalized Muslims that may not be from within our communities that we know, but are Muslims nonetheless.
The French people are increasingly living in fear. They fear the imposition of Islamic law and the organized violence against any French person, including the police.
Not only is the problem being ignored, the French left and many mayors actively promote the growth and spread of sectarian Islam, for good reason. Muslims have become an important constituency of the left. 90% voted for socialist President Hollande in the last election.
Assalamu alaikum. Many other Americans have Muslims in their families or have lived in a Muslim-majority country. I know because I am one of them.
To the people and leaders of the Islamic Republic of Iran, your great and celebrated culture. Over many centuries, your art, your music, literature, and innovation have made the world a better and more beautiful place.
Since our founding, American Muslims have enriched the United States. Let there be no doubt, Islam is a part of America.
Bowed to the Muslim king while he did not do it to the British Queen of England. And by bowing, he showed the world that I am subservient. I do bow down to you as a Muslim king.
Presidential candidate Barack Obama is trying to change political fashion. He gave a speech in Iowa City today, and he wasn't wearing an American flag pin. Those pins have become synonymous with politicians since 9/11. Obama says he doesn't like how the pin has come to represent patriotism in America.
America is not and never will be at war with Islam. ISIL is not Islamic.
Syria, we backed, I believe, in some cases, some of the wrong people, and not in the right part of the Free Syrian Army. And that's a little confusing to people. It's going to show some of those weapons from Benghazi ended up in the hands of ISIS. So we help build ISIS.
When they are less than 2% of the population, Muslims are friendly and kind and good neighbors, following Muhammad's rule of be a friend until you are strong enough to crush them.
Every Friday night on Craig Baker's farm, people come to see the pigs run. It's a new attraction in Katy, Texas, and it's all because of a feud between Baker and his new Muslim neighbors.
Mr. Futah said that he thought it would be a good idea if I considered packing up my stuff and moving out.
Our vision is to have an integrated facility that not only for prayers, but for all other social activities, so there will be a sense of a community.
The association purchased the land next to the pig farm in September. 7 days later, Baker says Fatou asked him to leave his family farm or at least get rid of the pigs.
From 5% on, they exercise an excessive influence in proportion to their percentage of the population. For example, they will push for the introduction of halal food, which is clean food by Islamic standards, thereby securing food preparation jobs for Muslims. They will increase pressure on supermarket chains to feature halal on their shelves, along with threats for failure to comply. This is occurring in France, Philippines, Sweden, Switzerland, the Netherlands, Trinidad and Tobago.
When they reach 8 to 10%, they become aggressive towards Jews and Christians. They begin forming Muslim neighborhoods where only Muslims are welcome and begin setting up Sharia law courts. Street demonstrations with the signs, Islam shall rule the world, freedom go to hell.
This is the message.
Police burn in hell. British police burn in hell.
Yeah.
Because no real Muslim wants anyone to burn in hell.
Yeah, but what they've done, the consequences.
You can't pick and choose. You can't pick and choose. You can't.
You either believe or you disbelieve.
You know what?
You choose to wear this, I choose to wear that.
You and I will
have to. That's why you look naked on the street.
After 80%, expect daily intimidation and violent jihad, some state-run ethnic cleansing, and even some genocide as these nations drive out the infidels and move toward 100% Muslim, such as has been experienced and in some ways is ongoing in Bangladesh, Egypt, Gaza, Indonesia, Iran, Iraq.
There is a major effort taking place to curb free speech in this country, irrespective of our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. And free speech advocates say the United Nations has come down on precisely the wrong side. The United Nations has adopted what it calls a resolution combating defamation of religions. The United Nations now wants to make that anti-blasphemy resolution binding on member nations, including, of course, our own.
That would make it a crime in the United States if the United Nations were to have its way to criticize religion, in particular, Islam.
The future must not belong to those who slander the Prophet of Islam.
I pledge you that we shall neither commit nor provoke aggression, that we shall neither flee nor invoke the threat of force, that we shall never negotiate out of fear, and we shall never fear to negotiate. Terror is not a new weapon. Throughout history, it has been used by those who could not prevail, either by persuasion or example. But inevitably, they fail, either because men are not afraid to die for a life worth living, or because the terrorists themselves came to realize that free men cannot be frightened by threats and that aggression would meet its own response. And it is in the light of that history that every nation today should know, be he friend or foe, that the United States has both the will and the weapons to join free men in standing up to their responsibilities.
All right, that's going to do it for tonight's broadcast. The InfoWars Nightly News will return, Lord willing, tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time. Be sure to check out InfoWars.com and listen to the Alex Jones Show tomorrow as we will bring you continued updates on the whereabouts of the killers at large in northern France. It's going to do it for tonight. See you tomorrow.
City of Austin tap water versus filtered City of Austin tap water.
I can like taste dirt in it.
God knows what's in this.
This has an aftertaste. Tastes like Austin water?
Yeah, it does. Ugh.
These people just sampled City of Austin tap water straight from the faucet. Next, we had them try a sample of tap water filtered with a ProPure G2.0 filtration system.
High quality H2O.
That one is better.
Tastes like nothing.
Yep, I know what good water tastes like. It's good water.
Most tap water contains added substances like fluoride, chlorine, Monsanto's deadly pesticide, glyphosate, and many others. Studies prove that these substances are linked to an assortment of major health issues, including tooth decay, lowered IQ, and even cancer.
It tastes like you're drinking out of the lake when you're drinking tap water.
Yeah, it has that processed flavor to it.
The ProPure G2.0 filtration system removes these deadly substances and many more, leaving only fresh-tasting, deliciously clean water.
Okay, this is very tasty.
It's good water.
Refreshing.
It's good.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com today. Use promo code WATER and save 10% off your ProPure purchase. Again, that's InfoWarsStore.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
You are watching the InfoWars Nightly News, which airs 7 p.m. Central at InfoWarsNews.com. And your support is helping us defend liberty worldwide.